Lara with the Average Joe Talk Show. I'm on a bus. And I'm really going to try this whole episode to not apologize for anything. It's not that I don't believe in apologies. I think it's good to apologize, but if you tend to be a person like me who apologizes just simply for existing more often than not, then I think it's good to do an apology cleanse from time to time. I'm on an apology cleanse. But I'm purging myself of the impulse to apologize. So I realized that the only way that I can come up with the material that I need to take for my performance in Edinburgh in August is to talk to myself or to friends, talk my material into existence. I've tried typing. It kind of works. I've tried dotting, I've tried jotting things down, which works sometimes. But basically, the way that I get the most ideas is by talking. So I'm talking into the phone, and you get to listen. And the reason I'm doing it quietly is because I live in a house where other people live. Excuse me. And I don't want other people listening to me as I try to be creative, even though I know that somebody's going to listen to this out in the world eventually. But while I'm creating it, I like to at least have some privacy. So that's why I'm talking kind of quietly. And I wonder how low my voice can get. Okay. So, I'm still on my apology purge. I'm not apologizing right now. I'm just explaining. And what am I going to explain today? Because this is what I'm going to do. I really am going to do this. I just listened to my favorite podcast. It's called The Knowledge Project. And this episode was all about setting goals and narrowing your focus. And if you like really focus on the target of whatever your target is and you like remove all distractions. And if you try to set a target that you can reach, you know, all this stuff that we hear in various ways, but the way they described it really helped. Like really focusing on your target, it's kind of like, I know everyone probably knows that book that came out 15, 20 years ago, The Secret, you know, like manifesting or whatever, but I don't believe in hocus pocus stuff, but I do believe that, focusing on the target and motivating yourself to focus on the target. I think sometimes what's hard is motivating. And they explained how, like, if you really, really do want something, focusing on the end goal can help. If you're kind of wavering in terms of motivation, focusing on how far you've come, like looking backwards, can help. And for me, I know it's like some kind of manageable goal I can do every day that feels right is what works. So right now, excuse me, I'm burping into the phone. It's every single day talking. Sorry, but that's what I'm gonna do. It used to be Facebook. I used to write every day on Facebook. That was my joy. It's no longer my joy, and I feel really bad that it's no longer my joy. I feel like there's something wrong with me that I don't want to write there, but there isn't something wrong with me. I know I don't want to write there. It's because half the time I write stuff, people don't even get what I'm saying because I can't say it. Because part of how, it's a huge part of how, who I am, is how I say things and my expression. And it just does not come through on Facebook. And then I think, oh, well, then I should make videos like TikTok. But no, I don't want to constantly have to worry about how I look. I don't want to constantly have to worry about whether I have enough makeup on or my hair looks too greasy or I look tired or whatever. Or the camera's pointing up at my nostrils. I don't want to think about all that stuff. That's what you have to think about with TikTok. It's annoying. So my voice, that's it. It's so much easier. Just my voice. Nobody's judging me other than by how much I'm slurring my words. That's it. I'm boring. I don't care. I don't even know who's listening to this. It doesn't matter. It's basically what I like to write. I like to write stream of consciousness bullshit. Except I don't have to type. And I can't type right now because my finger hurts. And the reason my finger hurts is because I was biting my cuticle. And the reason I was biting my cuticle is because I was nervous. And the reason I was nervous is because I never had any fucking time to write because I've been so fucking busy for the last I don't know how many weeks. So yeah, if I don't have time to write, I'm going to talk. So I stop biting my cuticles. It's like the story of if you give a moose a muffin. If you give me too much work to do, then I can't write. If I can't write, I bite my fingernails. If I bite my fingernails, then I can't type. If I can't type, I end up doing too much work. If I do too much work, then I can't write. If I can't write, then I bite my fingernails. It's like a loop. It's a never-ending loop. Okay, that's my first joke. That actually is something that was a joke I wrote down. If you give a moose a muffin. Except I guess I would call it if you give me too much work, I will bite my fingers off and then never do what I want to do, which is right. I don't know. There's no short and snappy way of saying that. Excuse me, I'm going to sip some coffee. Delicious. What else? So, I had a very long chat yesterday with this fascinating relative who explained how, you know, as a Croatian, my family comes from a long line of people who were oppressed by the Turks for like 500 years. We were, they occupied our land and we had to live under their thumb. And that kind of twisted our personalities a bit. Like, Croatians are notoriously liberal. We want freedom. We don't want people telling us what to do. But not in the Trump sense, you know, we don't like authoritarian anything. We don't like, which is really weird when you think about it, because that's what any group ultimately is saying. Like, you know, even Trump is saying stuff like, you know, we just want to be like left to do our own thing. We don't want anyone to make us pay taxes, and we hate the government and all that stuff. You know, that's kind of the Trump way, too. But what ends up happening is with Trumpies is that they do end up trying to control everything. You know, they want to control women's bodies. They want, you know, they don't want anyone telling them what to do. Like, don't take away my guns, you know. But then they end up terrorizing the whole country with, like, the fear of guns everywhere we go. So, anyway, I digress. But the point is, I'm not a Trumpy. I'm the other end of the spectrum, but it's still, you know, I don't want anyone telling me what to do. And I see that in my family. There's a lot of that. rebelliousness, but not in a, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's not a, it's the way my, this friend told me yesterday, it's like, it comes out as a certain kind of nuttiness. So like when you're oppressed by someone for a long time, you find kind of like crazy or creative ways. You get creative because you can't totally get out of the situation. So you come up with like zany ways to still achieve freedom, even as you are like unable to really do what you want to do. So, you know, like they always, like everyone says, you know, creativity emerges often when there's some kind of an obstacle, you know, and so we had to deal with a massive obstacle as Croatians for a long time. And so that made us get quite creative. And so I thought that was interesting. And it does. It explains why, like, I always feel this need to escape. Whatever it is. I feel like as soon as I get locked into something, whether, whatever, marriage, job, town, I'm constantly, like, in my mind strategizing, how can I get out of this? Which is ridiculous because I have been in the same town and job for 14 years. So obviously I can commit. But there's a weird kind of, let me put it this way. There's a weird, like, irony in that, so I think some people are content in their commitment. You know, they're like, they pick the same town, the same job, the same partner, and they're content. I'm never content. I'm the constantly seeking something else, which is annoying, and yet it keeps my life interesting, because I'm always, I want to try new things. So, for instance, yesterday again, I was at a meeting, and there was this person who's another teacher sitting next to me, and during the meeting, this other friend of mine, who's another employee, was talking to me really, really quietly, but like was like sort of saying funny things to me quietly, but still during the meeting. Well, this went on for a while, and then this other guy next to me, like, who's an adult, like, shushed us, you know, these two women next to him, he shushed us. And I, of course, being the passive Canadian that I am, I'm like, and Catholic, former recovering Catholic, I immediately clammed up. I'm like, oh God, you know, I'm in trouble. You know, I'm like immediately trying to be obedient. Well, this other person, no, she did not like anyone telling her what to do. And within a few minutes, she had gotten up and looked just at me, not at this other person, and asked me if I wanted coffee in front of this other person, and made a big splashy deal out of going over and getting coffee, which I thought was awesome, because it was like she was like saying to me and herself, you know, no one's gonna shush me. No one's gonna tell me what to do. I'm an adult. No, I'm not a kid in a classroom. And I love that. You know, I love that in people when I see people be ballsy like that, or ovary-ish, whatever you want to call it. I love that. And but what I'm getting at is that sometimes, as a, maybe it's because I'm Croatian, I get used to being stuck, I guess that's the word. You know, if I go back to my forebears, you know, maybe they were stuck for so long under the Turks that they didn't even think there was a way out. You know, they just kept finding creative ways of dealing with this overbearing presence, but they never just got away from it, you know? And it takes a certain amount of vision to be like, you know what, I don't have to keep sitting here and taking this. I can actually just get out of the situation. So That's the thing. So I guess the point of all of this rambling is going back to the apology purging. I don't want to get stuck apologizing. And I realize none of this is funny. Like, I realize I'm just rambling on and on. But my point is that if you give a Croatian a Turkish person to sit on top of them and oppress them for 500 years, then you will either get a person who is a little bit nutty for the rest of their life because they have no other way out, and so they get very creative, or they leave Croatia, like my family did, and try to redefine yourself somewhere else. And so I am realizing that maybe just getting out and trying new things will help me realize, like, I don't have to be stuck. I do not have to be stuck. I can find a gazillion reasons why I cannot leave the situation that I'm in. But I think a lot of those reasons are just basically, they come out of fear of failure. And, you know, what else is going to motivate you besides, who knows how much time any of us have left? Why not do something with whatever time you have left, you know? So, I don't know what the point of any of this is. I don't even know if anything's worth saving in terms of funniness, but I do like the, if you give a moose a muffin, if you give a Croat a Turk, Turkish person. Yeah. I think I like that part the best. Thanks for listening.